Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, back again at Manor Valley Golf Course out here in Export. And it's a beautiful morning. Hopefully it's going to stay and be a beautiful afternoon because somebody who will go unnamed has plans to go to the Westmoreland County Air Show. And he doesn't want to watch in the rain. Our friends at Total Sports Enterprises have an amazing deal for our listeners. Use the code THEFAN and save 40% on any Juju Smith-Schuster signed item. Visit tesshop.com to check out all the available items and their new store location in Robinson off Campbell's Run Road across from Knickerbockers. All right, our final guest, but not the least guest of the day, is... a guy who's getting older every year. It's been a pretty good year for you, Vince DeAugustine, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, good week for sure.
And I was just going to say, an even better week.
Yeah.
So congratulations on the new baby.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Congratulations on the election.
Oh, thanks, yeah.
Results. You're going to be in the running for Hempfield Area School District.
Yeah, it should be good.
Board of Directors seat.
Yep.
So you smile like that a lot this week?
I did. I had a good week, and I try to take advantage of the good weeks you have. So yeah, I'm incredibly blessed. I was excited about the obviously the baby being born. So it was one of the best days of my life, obviously, to see a baby girl and healthy. And I give a lot of credit to obviously Chelsea. So a lot better person than I am.
I was going to say a lot of people would probably give a lot of credit to Chelsea.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wouldn't be one of those. So how are things at Manor Valley?
Everything's good. Yeah, we're incredibly blessed. You know, every year I think I say that to you, but we just have a tremendous following, great members, great league guys, tournaments. So everything's been going really, really well. So we're incredibly blessed to have the people that we have that come out and consistently golf here. So our grounds crew is doing a really good job with the course, and I think people see the money that we put back into it. We obviously have our banquet room now that holds about 200 people. Sports bar is in downstairs, cigar lounge, outdoor patio. So again, we're putting the money back in, so I think the people are seeing it, which is a good for us.
One question I thought about this week as I was getting ready to come here today. The golf business has been such in the last, I would say since 1999, that, we've lost golf courses just to, places not being able to stay open.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, it's come back, and there are a lot of places that are doing maybe not great, but
yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
In all of that, have you seen, and you talk to different people all the time, I'm sure, have you seen how courses have kind of settled into their own identities? And I'll tell you what I mean. Like, Manor Valley has strong league play,
mm-hmm.
a lot of leagues, and events. I remember a couple of years when I came out here on Saturday morning, you had double shotguns.
Yeah, for sure.
Morning and afternoon.
Yeah.
Do you see that where golf courses maybe are settling into their own niche?
Yeah, I mean, we are for sure. I mean, that's something that we do. So the big thing is this. our tournaments are mostly fundraisers. So people are trying to raise funds for different organizations. And I think that we keep the price very, very competitive so that people are, you know, I understand that being a coach and stuff like that. I understand that people need to raise money because their budgets get cut, whether it's a an athletic organization or, you know, where you're raising money for a certain cause. People need to raise money, and I recognize that. So I try to keep the price as low as possible. I don't want to be greedy and make a killing off these people that are trying to do everything they can to support a really good cause. That's one thing, and I think that's why we're busy on the weekends. Unfortunately, that'll upset the common golfer that wants to come out here for a tee time because, you know, we're booked a lot. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. Second thing is, like you mentioned about the leagues, I think that has a lot to do with time. You know, a lot of people don't want to spend the 5-6 hours playing a round of golf. You know, it's 40, you know, it might be 30 minutes to get here. Then it's a 4.5 hour round. Then it's 30 minutes to get home. That doesn't leave much time to, you know, do much, you know, especially
day.
When you have a family and stuff like that. The other thing that really helps us is a full service restaurant and bar. So our league, our 9-hole league plays, you know, they're starting at 4 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock. They're awesome. I mean, they're consistently here. You know, every week and they come in and they'll have a drink, an adult beverage in our bar and obviously be able to grab a bite to eat. You know, we have a full service restaurant. So I think that's something that's important to the golfers. And I think it's something that, and I think that's a reason why. So we were able to sustain that, you know, when in 99, when the Tiger era comes in and everybody says, oh my God, this golf is great, so we're going to build all these courses. And then eventually when golf went down a little bit and Tiger got a little bit older, and I think then there was all these courses, at that point there wasn't enough golfers for that. So we were able to sustain that because I think people understand that this is a family atmosphere out here. We try to treat every customer like their family. And I know, you know, I'm sure everybody tries to do that, but you know, I think we go above and beyond for most of the people.
And of course, next month you have the Fan Open out
for
here.
Sure. That's
that'll be a fun-filled afternoon,
incredible.
Like it always is.
Yeah, it's incredible. These guys do.
I never thought I would be okay with playing with music in the back.
Yeah, there's plenty of that. It's
you get
crazy.
the guy up on top of the hill up there, and three, 4 holes away, you could hear him.
For sure. Yeah, TJ the DJ bangs it out that day, for sure. He's really, really good.
That's funny stuff.
Yeah, it's a great event.
So do you plan on doing – are there any plans to do anything to the course during the season? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we had some pretty big plans this spring to do. We wanted to finish our driving range. We wanted to do some other things out on the course. But unfortunately, we had a sprinkler system mishap in February, and we actually ended up having to redo our banquet room and our basement again. So that kind of put a damper on things because we were focusing on the inside, getting that ready for. We had to cancel 18 events, so inside events. So we were trying to play catch up with that, and unfortunately it delayed some things outside. So we're looking to get our driving range done. We need to expand our parking lot a little bit, which is a good last week we had 8 events, 4 on Saturday, 4 on Sunday, and parking was a little suspect. So, I mean, obviously if people can't fit in your lot, it's a good thing, but, you know, we want to make sure that everybody feels comfortable and that they know that they're a priority. So we need to work on some things there. So, but again, it's a good problem to have.
You're around all the time, although maybe not quite so much now with the little one.
I struggled to get here this morning.
I knew you'd make it. Talking to people and listening to guys talk, are they convinced that Tiger's back?
I don't know. We always touch base on this. I love it. And to be honest with you, I was anti-Tiger for a long time, and it's not that I'm pro-Tiger, but, man, I tell you that after his last win – I seen an increase in play. So it was noticeable. So people, you know, he's still, I always say, people said he really moves the needle, and I always say he is the needle, you know what I mean? So when, you know, I'm going to be cheering for a guy like that. And to be honest with you, I think he was humbled a little bit. I think he straightened some things out. I'm not saying that, you know, I agree with anything that he did in the past, but I think a lot of people make mistakes. And at the end of the day, if they can better themselves and become a better person because of the mistake they made, then I think that, you know, there's guys you cheer for.
Yeah.
I'm not thoroughly convinced that he has changed, but you never know.
Yeah, and real quick, and we got to go. To me, watching the Masters and watching what he did, that was
incredible.
That, you know, incredible is a good word.
Yeah.
You know, so regardless of who it was, to see somebody go through that and hang in there and win that thing.
Yeah, with the injuries especially.
Sure.
I mean, I talk about the things he did off, you know, off the off the course. But yeah, with the injuries he's had and the focus that you would have to come back and be able to compete like that and win is just incredible. So, sure. I mean, that's I appreciate it more than anything.
Well, Vince, thanks for your hospitality.
Mike, always. Anytime,
buddy. Always have a good time when we come out here.
Awesome.
Nice talking to you.
You too.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you in the mid-June for the Fan Open.
Absolutely. Have a good day, buddy.
Yep. Well, thanks for listening. We have run past our time, and we'll see you next week right here on The Golf Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.